Some of you might have seen the movie called, I think it's called The Big Year, Owen Wilson, a couple of other guys, dads getting together to see how many birds they can see in a year. Well, you know, it's a thing in the birding world. How many birds can you see in a year? And I think the current record is somewhere around 7,000. I mean, it's just extraordinary that the year is spent traveling, ticking birds, and young people are doing it, and the numbers of, you know, the records going up year on year as the technology for finding the birds and contacting people who know where the birds are gets more and more sophisticated as well. But there are all sorts of other little challenges that one can have, and one of them is Birding Big Day. And South Africa's Birding Big Day is tomorrow. It is the 36th time that there's going to be a Birding Big Day in South Africa. The organizer of this, under the auspices of BirdLife SA, is Ernst Retief. Hello, Ernst.
Hi, John. Thanks.
How many teams have you got entered?
Yes, amazingly, I've just entered the 320th team for this year, which will make this year the biggest Birding Big Day ever. I was a bit worried earlier the year. We thought we might not have a Birding Big Day in 2020, but now we do, and we have record number of people participating.
And, I mean, a team is 2, 3, or 4 people, so that's potentially well above 1,000 people who are going to be.
Yeah, so we've got two categories of people, teams, or that people can participate, or one. Maximum of 4 people in a team, but the other is the category where you can have bird clubs, for instance, that can have up to 20 people or so that go out on an outing and one person lock their data. So, yeah, no, I think we will be well above 1,200 people participating tomorrow.
It's as simple as that. You find a place in your sort of vague area where there are likely to be quite a few of the night birds, the coursers and the owls and the nightjars and things, and you start there at 1 second past midnight, and you plan your day to take in as many different habitats as you can so that you get as many bird species as you can, and you end up again at night trying to pick up the owls and nightjars that you might have missed in the early hours of the day.
Yes, so some teams take this very, very seriously, and they will, as you say, they will look at an area. They will beforehand, for a week or two beforehand, they will visit all the dams, all the different habitats in an area. So the rules say that you can only bird in an area from a central 50 kilometers from a central point. So you just can't, you know, drive 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers and log birds. There's a limited area that you can do so. So people need to find an area where you get all these different habitats and where all the birds are. And so currently the best areas is in the Polokwane area, in the Nelspruit area. That's where all the records have been set in the last few years. But this year, and from last year actually, we also had provincial challenges, so people can try and see the most species within a province. And that then people will look for the area in a specific province where you can see the most species and so on.
What is the 24-hour record within the 50K?
So it was actually set last year by a team with the name of a bowl of corn crakes. So one of the fun things about Birding Big Day, people think about really interesting team names. But they saw 325 species in 24 hours.
325 species within a 50-kilometer radius in 24 hours.
And the previous record was just over 322, if I remember correctly. And the second team got 311. There were actually two teams, Zonke and Yoni and Harmacop, that saw 311. And John, this is just, you know, Birding Big Day is a little bit about the competition, you know, between teams who see the most birds and so on. But for us at BirdLife of Africa, it's also about celebrating the bird diversity we have. I mean, it's just amazing to think that in an area as small as that, you can see under 325 bird species. There's countries in the world who do not have 325 species in the whole country.
But there are countries that have 2,000, whereas we have only around 970. So we're not Colombia. But anyway, and my listeners are asking, is this all done on trust?
Yeah, so we trust that birders will identify the birds correctly. So the rule is if there's 4 people in a team, 3 must identify the bird. But it's all done on trust. And I do check some of the data for the winning teams and so on. But it's mostly done on trust. We believe that the teams will do the right thing and lock the birds correctly.
It's the only honest pursuit left in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Ernst, thank you very much indeed. That's Birding Big Day organizer for BirdLife South Africa. That's quite something within a 50-kilometer radius to get nearly 330 different bird species. Wow.